Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. The month of October is one of the most artistic months in the world because of things like Inktober or Arttober, which in a nutshell are prompt lists that are put out by different people to challenge people to pick up a pen and draw something once a day for the entire month of October. And lots of people participate in it, and there are different people that have put out different prompts, but they all do the same thing, which is challenging people to do art every day for a month. And realistically, that's the only time I draw each year. And some of the prompts are more challenging than others. Some are fun, some are frustrating, but for this one month, you have thousands and thousands of people submitting to direction of someone that is challenging them to actually do something with their life. And if you actually stick to some of the more mainstream ones like Inktober, you've got people all doing the same thing. Like today's word is Blade. My oldest daughter just drew someone from Demon Slayer, and I'm going to draw Blade the Vampire from Marvel on some roller skates and title it Rollerblade because I'm a corny old man. But the thing is, we are in this place where we are willing to submit to people's instruction and guidance in this fashion, and I'm just telling you guys, if we can do this, where we submit to somebody on Instagram telling us what to draw, how much more could our lives be challenged if we actually submit to what God is leading us to with His Word? In Psalm 119:105, we see, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." And if you read through all of Psalm 119, it's this echoed concept that God is giving us prompts. God is giving us direction. God is giving us clear guidance. And if we are willing to actually go to Him and submit and follow Him, we will have all the guidance we need for our life. But sadly, most of the time, we don't actually follow the prompts God gives us. So let Inktober, Arttober, and all of this month be a reminder to us that we can be better if we're willing to submit to the prompts, to the leadership, to the wisdom our God gives us. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Radio Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about what Faith and Fandom is, you can head over to our Facebook page where you can find information on our Comic-Con ministry and our book series. I'm Hector Mirai, and thanks for sharing 180 seconds of your day.